Thank you for joining us for this episode of Journey Now, produced by Journey Church in Brentwood, Tennessee. Join us online or in person on Sundays at 9:30 and 11 a.m. For more information on Journey Church and our gatherings, visit journeytn.com.
Hey everyone, this is Sam, and thanks for listening to today's Journey Now. You know, one of the things about God that's always fascinated me is his Trinitarian nature, that God has always existed three persons in one: God the Father, God the Son, Jesus, and God the Holy Spirit. And the amazing thing about this is that God has always existed in relationship. The whole story of the Bible is God's process of restoring relationship with man. And Scripture teaches us that we're made in the image of God. So if we're made in his image, and relationship is at the core of God's nature, then it would make sense that relationship is at the core of our nature too. As care pastor here at Journey, relationship is really at the core of everything I do. And I get to see and experience the beauty of healthy relationship and also the heartache of broken relationship. One of the things that I do for Journey is meet with people who are experiencing some of the most intense brokenness and suffering, whether it's a death, a loss of a job, a broken marriage or divorce, struggles with addiction. And every single time, almost at the core of the pain is broken relationship. You know, another thing I get to do for Journey is premarital care. I get to sit with couples and help guide them through the transition of engagement to marriage. And I also do a ton of weddings, and I love weddings. There's something that's really just so beautiful and sacred about the relational covenant being made. This idea of two becoming one. The experience of fullness that's expressed in and through relationship. And I also love that Scripture uses bride and groom language to describe his relationship with the church. So all this to say, and really just to reiterate, that relationship is at the core of who we are, because relationship is at the core of who God is. And God's relationship with us is his greatest treasure. See, that's what I love about God's invitation to us. He says, just come and be with me. In Luke 10, there's a story about Jesus and his disciples going to visit this lady named Martha. So when Jesus gets there, Martha's sister Mary was also there. Well, Martha jumps right in and starts working, just preparing everything for their visit. And while Martha's doing all this work, Mary's just sitting at the feet of Jesus. So this irritates Martha, and she says to Jesus, "Don't you care that my sister is just sitting there while I do all the work?" And Jesus says to Martha, he says, "Martha, you're upset and worried about things that don't matter. There's really only one thing that matters, and Mary's chosen the thing that matters, relationship with me." Now, I'll tell you, for a lot of my life, this invitation to just come and be with Jesus was a struggle for me. It was a struggle not to bring the old baggage with me. It was hard for me to grasp that this really is all there was to it, that God's desire is to be in relationship with me. And when this finally clicked for me, when I finally started to understand that God's desire was to just be with me, that relationship is what Jesus chose above all, it changed everything. Not only the way that I experienced God, but the way that I experienced every other relationship. See, the pressure was off, and there was freedom to just be with in my relationships. Hope you have a great day, and we'll see you soon.
Thanks for listening. If you've enjoyed these episodes, please consider helping us continue to produce them with a financial gift. Go to journeytn.com/give to learn more.